Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Mikyo. We are getting early glimpses of Donald Trump's policy actions. His transition team is vowing to dismantle the Dodd-Frank Act, which basically wants to curb banks' activities and riskiness. And Trump's team says that they want to replace it with new policies to encourage economic growth and job creation. Mikyo, what do you make of this plan? Is this going to herald a new era of riskiness for banks? I know that banks have performed very well since the election results. And will this actually work as well?
Well, I think that's part of the reason why the markets are actually, you know, at an all-time high already in the U.S. And unlike Brexit, I shall add, in the U.S., it's also combined with a strong dollar. So it's a very different reaction to Brexit, just by the way. But, you know, the Dodd-Frank story that is out there now, I think is part of that because it suggests that Trump is very much in favor of rolling back some of the regulation, at least, that has been weighing on not just banks, but more generally on business. And, of course, from a market perspective, that's very welcome.
And people are expecting inflation to go up, interest rates to rise, which is why the banks performed as well. And analysts are saying that they expect more fiscal action from Trump. Do you agree with this, especially when U.S. debt levels are already very high?
Well, I mean, that's definitely the case in terms of what the market is expecting or how the market is reacting. We've also seen quite a remarkable steepening of the yield curve, which is really the strongest, how shall I say, reflationary signal, at least I remember, in a long time. So for the first time, the Fed stance can be effectively, it's basically like an interest rate cut by the Fed or monetary easing, except that it happens through the demand side by the promised stimulus, right? So from a macro perspective, it's a positive growth signal. I have to say, I believe the U.S. can finance it no problem if it wanted to. There is a global shortage of bonds. As you know, most central banks are buying up bonds in their jurisdictions and will probably have to continue to do so. So there is a scarcity of liquid and safe assets. So they could do that. They could just issue the bonds, I think. But whether that will happen is another question, which, of course, raises the ultimate question is how much stimulus will we really get? They can do some private financing and, you know, this sort of stuff, but the most effective is always to go with government spending.
And in one of your latest commentaries, you differentiate between short-term tactical bets as well as long-term strategic allocations. Could you elaborate more on this? What sort of longer-term fundamentals encourage or discourage you?
Well, I mean, the longer-term fundamentals, the key point being is that for an event like Brexit or Trump, you should have prepared, you know, years ago. In a strategic level, and to a large degree, we've done that not because we predicted any political events, but because these events stand for the slow growth that we've had from after the financial crisis, the very low level of interest rates, and other problems we've seen in the past few years. So we had a very high allocation to alternative investments, for example. So that doesn't really change with this election and needs to be reviewed and adjusted going forward as things happen. And in the very short term, we leave the portfolio managers, and we do always trade to use opportunities. And right now, it looks like our positioning was just fine. We've had hedged some of our bets, which worked fine in the very short term. And the overall allocation, which was favorable of equity, seems to have worked quite well, despite the in-between volatility that we saw, which lasted actually just for one day this time.
So I think that this victory was quite unexpected, and governments around the world are just starting to digest the kind of policies that might come out of Trump. Do you think that Trump and the policies will kind of cause a chain reaction of policy responses from the larger Asian economies like China and Japan? How do you think it will translate into those economies?
Well, I mean, in the economy, of course, you know, with the caveat that it's really early days, he's actually not even been elected formally by the college as president. But the first indication in the economy are, as I said, rather a relief, also what he has communicated. And he has also suggested in his first words that, he'll be fair to all countries. So it really depends on what he does, most importantly on the trade area, mostly the ideas of how he plays the threat to impose tariffs. I think if he is relatively reasonable and pragmatic, despite the elevated rhetoric, it'll basically be more or less a negotiating position for the U.S., and that is not a big problem for other countries to retaliate. In the security area, I think you also see that some relief, as he has already assured South Korea of the U.S. position, and I believe he will also meet Prime Minister Abe of Japan already next week, which is very, very quick, and I'm sure it's also about assuring that, this is not a Brexit-type event where everything changes. I just wants to talk about a few things.
And in terms of fiscal and monetary changes, like China has been doing a lot of stimulus, Japan, of course, still on their Abenomics course. Will Trump's policies accelerate or change any of this?
Well, it looks like in the economic front, it will accelerate. You mean in Asia? I mean, in the U.S., it's accelerating. So if the U.S. Is doing more to boost its economy prospectively, or at least the market believes in that that's a credible outlook. Japan and other Asia economies, China is already doing quite fine, actually, might not necessarily need to do more at this very moment. So it looks like the Fed will go ahead with an interest rate increase. Markets are quite strong. The yen has hit a new low, for example, a cyclical low from its recent highs. So the pressure to do something immediately is certainly diminished for now.
Thank you so much. That was Mikio Kumada, global strategist with LGT Capital Partners in Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.